Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our last day of this 30th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Indeed, another opportunity to ask for... Indeed, another opportunity for us to ask for God's guidance as we go through this last agenda item 21. And before we start, can I give the floor to the secretary for some announcements, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, everybody. Today, we have a 3-hour session foreseen for the adoption of the report. So we have the simultaneous interpretation service only for 3 hours. If we cannot conclude our business by 1 o'clock, we have to continue with only one language. So this is a warning to you. There is a communication from the delegation of Ghana about the physical working group established by Committee on Food Labeling. Physical working group on the labeling provisions regarding genetically engineered foods were met in Norway some time ago, and it will hold a second meeting in Accra, Ghana. The tentative dates will be from Monday, 28th January to Wednesday, 30th January. Ghana, Norway, and Argentina will serve as co-chairs. The details for the meeting will be circulated at a later date, but in due course through the Codex mailing list. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And ladies and gentlemen, also, knowing that we have only 3 hours in which interpretation will be available, I would really ask the delegations to resist any temptation to reopen the debate. And in case of any intervention, please also prepare an alternate text ready in case you want a change in the report. And now I wish to go through the report paragraph by paragraph. And we are now ready to look at paragraph 1. Any comments on paragraph 1, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you very much. Today is the last opportunity for all delegations to check the list of participants and notify any changes to be made to the documentation desk. Formally, we have recorded over 130 countries to take part in this event, but by yesterday, we have recorded the actual presence of 122 countries and European Community. As regards observers, we had recorded 2 agencies from the United Nations, 7 intergovernmental organizations, and 31 non-governmental organizations. And pending the final counting of the participants, we will accordingly put the correct figure in the blank space in paragraph number 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Any other observations on paragraph 1? Jordan, is it? Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. أخطاء إملائية في النسخة العربية في السطر الثاني. ورأست الدورة وبعدها رئيسة الدورة مؤنثة. شكرا.
Thank you, Jordan. And with the kind permission from the Commission, would request all delegations with spelling mistakes or linguistic mistakes that do not substantially affect the text, please forward that to the Secretariat. Thank you. Seeing no other flag, paragraph 1 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 2, please? No observation, paragraph 2, then South Africa, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. We just want to confirm that the points or the opening addresses that were made by the FAO and WHO will be reflected in the final document, because we feel that they raised some very important issues. So we would like to see those reflected. Just confirmation, please.
Thank you, South Africa Secretary, please.
Yeah. As has been mentioned in earlier days of the week, the Commission has every interest in producing short, succinct, and outcome-oriented reports focusing on decisions and discussion. The longer report will delay translation, delay distribution, delay printing, and would increase costs. This is the final version, and this is a text of the report being put forward to the Commission. Thank you. To add that this meeting is also being audio recorded, and it will be put on the website in due course. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that information. Seeing no any other flag, then paragraph 2 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 3? United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I didn't wish to cause any delay at this very early stage, but with permission, I would just like to fill out a little the sentence about Mr. Graham Kermode, who played such an important role in the setting up an early running of the Codex Alimentarius. So, with permission, I'll suggest some wording. Thank you.
Permission granted, United Kingdom, please. United Kingdom?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I was going to do that separately and give it to the Secretariat, but it would be comma after 1983, but also to include Mr. Graham Kermode, and it would read, who had played an important role in the setting up and early running of the Codex Alimentarius. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom. And is there an objection from the Commission with the addition of this text? Seeing none, please, United Kingdom, can you give that text to the Secretariat, please? Thank you very much. Then paragraph 3 is adopted with the addition of the text from the United Kingdom. Can we go to paragraph 4, please? Any comments on paragraph 4 from the floor? No, then paragraph 5 is adopted. Paragraph 6, please. No, paragraph 6 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 7, please? Flag. Paragraph 7 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 8? No flag. Can we? Paragraph 8 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 9, please? No flag. Paragraph 9 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 10? No flag. Paragraph 10 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 11, please? Thank you very much. Paragraph 11 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 12? China, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to reiterate that the shorter the report is, the faster the report will be translated and distributed at a lower cost. Regarding point 12, it was the report from the chairperson on the outcome of the executive committee discussion on the function that is specifically entrusted to the executive committee. And the point was not discussed by the commission, and I'd like to confirm that the names of those applicants are clearly stated in the report of the 59th session of the executive committee. And unless delegations have a burning and very strong request to record those names here, I think the delegation can easily find those names from the report of the 59th session of the Executive Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And the report of the Executive Committee is available. Seeing no any other flag, then paragraph 12 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 13, please? Thank you very much. Paragraph 13 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 14, please? Thank you very much. Paragraph 14 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 15? Morocco, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Juste une petite correction pour être fidèle à ce que j'avais rapporté en tant que coordonnateur du CC Afrique. Dans la dernière phrase, la toute dernière phrase, il est dit, la dernière phrase, on dit que plusieurs pays de la région, etc. Et ça se termine par des problèmes d'accès au marché international en raison du manque d'harmonisation avec les normes du codex dans les pays importateurs. En fait, j'avais dit que les pays importateurs adoptaient des normes plus sévères que les normes codex. Donc, je vous propose la correction suivante. On biffe à partir du manque d'harmonisation jusqu'à la fin du paragraphe et on le remplace par la phrase suivante. Alors voilà, je vais lire toute la phrase, toute la dernière phrase. Plusieurs pays de la région harmonisaient la législation nationale avec les normes du codex, virgule, même si ce processus connaissait toujours des difficultés et les pays de la région rencontraient encore des problèmes d'accès au marché international en raison du fait que les pays importateurs adopter des normes plus sévères que les normes codex. Point. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Morocco, for that clarification. Any other observation on this paragraph? No? Then paragraph 15 is adopted. With the modification of the last sentence as it has been suggested by Morocco. Can we go to paragraph 16, please? No flag, thank you very much. Paragraph 16 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 17? Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Agradecería que al final del párrafo se agregue que la coordinación informó que estaba que ya se había iniciado el segundo curso online sobre Codex y estaban en marcha varios foros de discusión en la página web de CICILAC, y de igual modo le pediría si pudieran poner la dirección de la página web de CICILAC, porque no siempre los puntos de contacto transmiten toda la información a todos los delegados del país. La página web es www.cicilac.org. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Can you kindly repeat the second sentence, please? And if you can also provide the text to the Secretariat, if you don't mind.
Bien, la delegada informó también que ya se había iniciado el segundo curso online sobre Codex y estaban en marcha varios foros de discusión en la página web de CICILAC. Entre paréntesis, www.cicilac.org. www.cpa.org.
Argentina, please.
Yes.
Could you clarify whether your intention is to replace the last sentence or it's an addition?
Es una adición al texto que se encuentra en el párrafo 17, al final del párrafo. Gracias.
Argentina, if you look at the second sentence, it does capture what you have said, but let me give the floor to the secretary. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The idea of the discussion or communication through the website and the idea of e-learning courses are already captured by the current second sentence. So if the Commission agrees to add the new sentence, just proposed by the Argentina, at the end of the paragraph, the same idea would then appear two times and it would result in redundancy. Therefore, the Secretariat requests Argentina to look at the whole paragraph again and indicate if the delegation agrees to the deletion and the replacement of the second current sentence and put the new sentence there. This is the proposal to the delegation of Argentina through Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then we give opportunity to Argentina to look at paragraph 17 and try to see the addition, and also look at second sentence to see if they can come up with one sentence that will ensure the two ideas are well covered. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Para no agregar una nueva oración, sugeriríamos que donde se menciona la página web de CICILAC se ponga entre paréntesis la dirección de la página web, y que al final de esa oración, donde dice la elaboración de herramientas de aprendizaje electrónico, al terminar se ponga una coma y se mencione que en la actualidad está realizándose el segundo curso online para incrementar el conocimiento en el Codex Alimentarius. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. That is fine. Any other observation on paragraph 17, please? No? Then paragraph 17 is adopted with the addition at the end of paragraph of this first second sentence as of the text as suggested by Argentina. Can we go to paragraph 18, please? Switzerland, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would just like to give the address of the website for the Codex Committee for Europe. And in paragraph 18, the relevant or the most appropriate place would be the fifth line, the sentence which begins with, "A website to foster intra-regional cooperation had been created." And here we'd like to propose the insertion of the address, which is www.codexeurope.ch. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. That will be added. No any other flag, then paragraph 18, it's adopted with the addition of the web page as suggested by Switzerland. Can you go to paragraph 19, please? No flag. Thank you very much. Paragraph 19 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 20? Thank you very much. Paragraph 20 is adopted. Can we go to paragraph 21, please? Italy, please.
Ma collègue a voté pour ces points et nous ne sommes pas dans la liste. Je ne sais pas s'il y a eu une erreur, mais je voudrais demander si c'est au secrétariat si c'est possible d'ajouter dans les votes en faveur aussi l'Italie. Merci.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, voting cannot be repeated again. And we shall follow the procedures applied in FAO in similar cases where the points similar to the one raised by Italy is raised at the moment of the adoption of the report. We will consult the legal office to this effect, and the possible courses of action would be either we add a separate paragraph to the report to note the fact that the Italy raised this point during the adoption of the report after the voting was voting took place, or the current report will stand and we shall circulate separately the communication made by Italy. We shall again consult the legal counsel next week, because we don't have the representative of the FAO legal office today with us, and we shall take the action in line with the established practice of FAO. And this would, my reply would apply to any other comments to be made on the results of roll call votes. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and Italy. That is the line of course that will be taken. But in the meantime, we would have to adopt the paragraph as it is. Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's got nothing to do with a paragraph. I'm just making an observation. We have taken 30 minutes to cover 20, top 20 paragraph. Based on the rate, we'll be here for another 6.25 hours. So I suggest that we go through the 5 paragraphs at a time or 1 page at a time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Singapore, for that very good observation. Ladies and gentlemen, the procedure is to go paragraph by paragraph. But is there an objection from the Commission if we would go by the suggestion from Singapore that we look at 5 paragraphs at a time? No objection, then we shall be looking at 5 paragraphs at a time. We had adopted paragraph 21. Can we look at paragraphs 22 to 27, please? Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Tengo una solicitud respecto al párrafo 27, que es una reserva de Argentina. Argentina sugiere que después de donde dice, ya que en su opinión, se tache lo siguiente y diga lo que voy a leer ahora. Quedaría, ya que en su opinión menoscaba la importancia de las normas del Códex como organismo de referencia internacional para la Organización Mundial de Comercio.
Thank you, Argentina. That addition will be made. Seeing no any other flag, then paragraphs 22 to 27 are adopted. Can we look at paragraph 28? No comment. No comment, then paragraph 28 is adopted. Can we look at paragraphs 29? Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En la última oración del párrafo 29, Argentina desearía hacer algunas modificaciones, que son las siguientes. El párrafo diría: algunas delegaciones indicaron asimismo que la revocación de LMRs en el marco del Códex debería basarse en la correspondiente evaluación de nueva evidencia científica y no en consideraciones comerciales o en un periodo de revisión establecido. Y ahí continuaría, especialmente habida cuenta de que las normas del Códex constituyen la referencia, y agregaríamos internacional, en el marco del Comité de Medidas Sanitarias y Fitosanitarias.
Thank you, Argentina, and we are sorry, but we need to come back to you. Can you repeat again? I mean, slowly, please.
Sí. Algunas delegaciones indicaron asimismo que la revocación de LMRs en el marco del Códex debería basarse en la correspondiente evaluación de nueva evidencia científica y no en consideraciones comerciales o en un periodo de revisión preestablecido. Y ahí continuaría la oración a partir de especialmente habida cuenta de que las normas del Códex constituyen la referencia internacional en el marco del Comité de Medidas Sanitarias. Gracias.
Salma, can you really read out what we got and so that everybody is clear?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, in English it would be: some delegations also pointed out that the revocation of MRLs in the framework of Codex should be based on new scientific evidence and not on commercial considerations or in an established period of revision, especially as Codex standards were a reference in the framework of the WTO-SPS agreement. Thank you.
Okay, that's the edition from Argentina.
Está perfecto, señor presidente. Lo único que en la última oración quisiéramos que diga la referencia internacional para el acuerdo SPS. Gracias.
¿Por qué lo dijo esto? En la correspondiente evaluación no lo dijo en español, ¿eh?
Thank you, Argentina. Seeing no any other flag, then paragraph 29 is adopted with the additional text and modification as proposed by Argentina. And I'm sure delegates must have been wondering why the chairman is not going on five paragraphs. I was trying to get to multiples of five. Now I am asking for comments on paragraphs 30 to 35. Australia, please.
Green button? Press the red button. So, paragraph 33, when Australia asked for the review of the provisions on confidentiality to ensure consistency throughout Codex, we also mentioned data protection. So just insert on the second last line, it should read, principals should review the provisions on data protection and confidentiality. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. I very much remember you having said that. Costa Rica, please.
Sí, señor presidente. En el párrafo 32, Costa Rica solicita que al final se adicione lo siguiente. Después de decisión, coma, no solo por lo señalado en relación con la reevaluación y supresión de LMR, sino por la forma en que se adoptó el consenso en este tema con la oposición de 14 países. Considero que es muy importante porque la reserva fue en relación con esos dos temas. Gracias, señor presidente.
Costa Rica, you are talking too fast for the interpreters to catch up. Can you go slowly, please?
¿Me escuchan? Pido adicionar en el párrafo 32 al final, donde dice decisión, coma, no solo por lo señalado en relación con la reevaluación y supresión de los LMRs, sino por la forma en que se adoptó el consenso en este tema con la oposición de 14 países.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indeed, the countries have the right to have their reservations recorded and reasons as well in the report. The paragraph 32 is rather short and records only the fact of reservation, because the arguments for adoption and against adoptions are recorded in paragraph 29 and paragraph 30. So rather than making an addition to paragraph 32, if the delegation of Costa Rica could propose a addition to paragraph 29, that would possibly the better solution, because the reasons mentioned by Costa Rica is not necessarily mentioned by the all delegations listed in paragraph 32. For instance, one could add a new phrase at the end of paragraph 29, the last sentence that was now amended by Argentina. This sentence could become a bit longer, saying that after the WTO-SPS agreement, so at the end of the sentence, we convert period into comma, and add the following, and that the sorry, I will give me a second to go. The some delegations, the I will read out the this last sentence again with the addition. Some delegations also pointed out that the revocation of MRLs in the framework of Codex should be based on the new scientific evidence and not on commercial considerations or on a pre-established period of revision, especially as Codex standards were an international reference in the framework of the WTO-SPAC agreement and expressed concern about the process followed in the development of the draft risk analysis principles. Full stop. If the delegation of Costa Rica can live with this suggestion, thank you.
Costa Rica, please.
Señor presidente, en realidad, con todo respeto, creo que no recoge la opinión en el siguiente sentido. Lo del párrafo 29 con las enmiendas señaladas por Argentina nos parece correcto, fue la parte técnica que se retomó ahí, pero luego, después de la adopción del documento, cuando se indicó que consenso, fue que varias delegaciones manifestamos la inconformidad. Entonces, en cuyo caso lo que procedería debería ser agregar un párrafo, lo cual yo creo que complicaría el informe, para indicar esta situación, y luego que en las reservas se señalara que las reservas es por ambas discusiones, la parte técnica y la parte del consenso. Creo que esa propuesta, con todo respeto, la Secretaría no llena lo que quiere rescatar o resaltar la delegación de Costa Rica, y no solo la delegación de Costa Rica, sino que creo que varias de las delegaciones que lo expresamos de esa manera. Una posibilidad es, para no señalar aspectos técnicos específicos, es que la enmienda propuesta no haga referencia a los temas técnicos detallados, sino que pudiese indicar algo como lo siguiente. No solo por lo señalado en relación con el documento en discusión, para que no se especifique algo ya de lo dicho, sino por la forma en que se adoptó el consenso en este tema con la oposición de 14 países. Creo que eso es muy importante para la región, señalar esta discusión. Gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica, and I have a problem with matters of procedure, and we need to go back to all the countries listed and see if they are in agreement with the proposal from Costa Rica, because it's a proposal that is associating all these countries. And I have Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Jamaica, Panama, Paraguay, and Peru. Can I ask if there is an objection from these countries with regards to the statement provided by Costa Rica? I'm asking for objection, please. Argentina, you have objection?
No, no tengo ninguna objeción. Estoy de acuerdo con Costa Rica. Perdón, señor Presidente, Argentina desearía
Argentina,
que...
sorry, I was asking for objection. You said no, I haven't given you the floor, please. And in this case, I would request the secretary to read the sentence in English. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the sake of clarity, let me read the sentence, the new paragraph 32, as has been amended by the delegation Costa Rica. The delegations of Argentina, and I just skipped all the country names, and Peru expressed their reservations on this decision, not just because what was indicated above, but also because of the way in which the decision had been taken. Thank you.
Thank you. Costa Rica, please.
Solamente, señor presidente, quería una aclaración. Es que no sé si es la traducción que tiene un error, pero dice por la forma en que se adoptó la decisión, pero expresamente Costa Rica indicó por la forma en que se adoptó el consenso en este tema, con la oposición de 14 países. Quisiera que se señalara la palabra consenso, por la forma en que se adoptó el consenso en este tema. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Costa Rica, and that will feature. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina sugiere que para clarificar el concepto que está tratando de incluir Costa Rica, la última oración diga que estos países fueron de la opinión de que el consenso no había sido alcanzado, dada la oposición de estos países. Lo importante de esta frase es dejar en claro que la oposición de estos 14 países era lo suficientemente importante como para poner en evidencia que no había consenso. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Let the secretary try another suggestion. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to offer a second draft. The sentence would start the same. These delegations expressed their reservation on this decision, not just because what is indicated above, but also due to, sorry, I'm just confused, not just because what is indicated above, but also because in their view consensus had not been reached. Full stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And that captures the two views as expressed by Argentina and Costa Rica.
And Costa Rica, I hope you are supporting. Otherwise, we need to continue. Costa Rica, please.
Solamente es que, como lo dijo entrecortado la traducción, no escuché la frase. ¿Podría repetir el señor secretario la frase después de donde decía decisión? Disculpe, es que no la escuché bien.
Thank you, Costa Rica and secretary, please, and last attempt.
The delegations of Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Jamaica, Panama, Paraguay, and Peru expressed their reservation on this decision, not just because what is indicated above, but also in their view, consensus had not been reached. Full stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I see Costa Rica is happy, Argentina is happy, and any other observation from the floor, please? On paragraphs 30 to 35. European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no objections to the proposed text. However, I would like to note that it does not reflect my recollection of the discussion. In fact, I don't recall the word consensus even being mentioned. But I make that as only as an observation. I am not challenging the text. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. Any other observation, please? That is Singapore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to add to the confusion, I cannot recollect all the countries mentioned said that during the proceeding referring to this subject matter. It was only raised after Switzerland strongly objected and asked for a roll call vote. Then this sentiment was expressed. Can you check with your notes, please, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you, Singapore, but I've asked the countries listed and they had no objection. Thank you very much. Any other observation, please? Seeing no any other comments on paragraphs 30 to 35, these paragraphs are adopted with the modification on paragraphs 29 as proposed by Argentina and on paragraphs 32 as proposed by Costa Rica. Can we go to paragraphs 36 to 40, please?